A new centre at 6. The Prime Minister's promised creative and imaginative action to protect jobs from new coronavirus restrictions. The Chancellor will give an update tomorrow afternoon on what's planned after cancelling this year's budget to focus on the crisis. Claire Walker from the British Chambers of Commerce says businesses need to hear some detail about what happens now.
There are certain sectors, particularly those that have got restricted operating hours and also their supply chains, which may well need ongoing support, and we need to be flexible about that support. This is a changing situation that's moving very quickly.
Nearly 6,200 people in the UK have tested positive for COVID-19, the highest daily figure since May. Another 37 people died after being diagnosed with the infection. Hauliers have accused the government of trying to shift the blame over the possibility of a no-deal Brexit. A document shows the worst-case scenario could see 7,000 lorries queuing to cross the Channel, but firms say they haven't been told yet what plans they need to put in place. Two men have been arrested after around a tonne of cocaine was seized at the port of Dover. The drugs, worth an estimated £100 million, were found in pallets of fruit which had arrived on a ship from South America yesterday. TikTok has banned adverts for weight loss supplements and fasting apps. The video sharing platform says it's restricting content that promotes a negative body image. Buckingham Palace is distancing itself from comments made by Prince Harry about the upcoming American election.
This election, I'm not going to be able to vote here in the US. But many of you may not know that I haven't been able to vote in the UK my entire life. As we approach this November, it's vital that we reject hate speech, misinformation, and online negativity.
Harry and Meghan recorded a message marking their inclusion in the Time 100 list of influential people. The palace said any comments he makes are in a personal capacity. That's the latest. I'm Anna Russell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, I'm Ella Webb and I run the show World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98FM. Our first song, as we do every week, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going back, take three. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Stand under my umbrella. took an oath, I'ma stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella, you can stand under my umbrella.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb, and just a thank you to Ian Lee for his Drive Time show previously. Once again in the studio with me this week is my co-host. Hello.
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 Hi.
What's happened to the weather?
I know, it was so nice yesterday. I had to run 800 metres in PE today in the rain.
No.
Yes. Yesterday it was so nice, and Monday it was so nice. And then today, the day I'm actually having to do a lot of running, it rains as I'm doing it.
This makes you run faster.
No.
Oh, should do.
No, because you're scared of slipping.
What?
Where the rain hits the ground, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It goes into the dirt.
Does it really? Okay.
And the ground, which then makes it slippy. Well, so if you're running, you could slip and then you get all muddy.
Well, what an educational show we're in for today.
Yes, me talking about my 800 metre run. Hmm. No, not really. But our first story this week is new rule of six is brought in. So, new rules to limit social gatherings have been introduced by the government following the rise in the number of coronavirus infections in the UK. So, what are the new rules? From the 14th of September, it is illegal for anyone in England to be in a group of more than six people from different households. The government calls this the rule of six. Like, in English, the rule of three. But instead, the rule of six.
The thing is... I mean, I'm a big supporter of the government. I'm very sympathetic of the task that they have in front of them. But what's a group? How far apart does a group need to be?
Yes, exactly.
It's very difficult.
It applies both indoors and outdoors to people of all ages. The rules differ elsewhere in the UK. In Scotland, young people under 12 don't count towards the total number of six. In Wales, under 11s are not counted, and the rules only apply indoors. In Northern Ireland, indoor meetings are limited to six, but up to 15 people can meet outdoors. So it just shows how it differs and changes all over in the UK. It's different in Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah.
Yes. So why has the Rule of Six been brought in? The Rule of Six has been introduced to keep us safe from COVID-19. The disease caused by coronavirus.
Yes.
If you didn't know that.
Yes, I think we're well aware of this now.
Yes. The rule is expected to last for a number of months. Coronavirus infections in the UK have been rising again over the past few weeks. Infections are mostly increased among people aged 17 and 21. However, so far, this has not resulted in the rise of number of people admitted to hospital or a big jump in the numbers of deaths. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the rules have been brought into avoid another national lockdown. Which is true, because we don't really want there to be another lockdown, although it probably wouldn't be if there was one or is one, we don't know. It probably wouldn't be as bad as the first one, because we didn't know what to expect, we didn't know how long it was going to go on for, and we didn't really know what to do, what we could do. Well, now, yes, it wouldn't be great if we had another one, but at least we kind of knew what would be happening, and because we've already had a previous one.
It would be terrible. We don't want another one.
No.
Particularly, you know, it was nice. Well, it wasn't nice.
No, it wasn't nice.
It was easier to tolerate when the weather was nice.
Yes.
It's now... Oh,
it's getting into winter, it'd be cold, wet.
Yeah.
Not very nice.
No.
No. How will this affect me? Not exactly me.
Me? Me or you?
Everybody.
All of us.
Everyone. The Rule of Six doesn't apply in schools, workplaces or organised team sport, so you can still go to school. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
But workplaces, I mean, some of this has all changed yesterday, isn't it?
Yes. So now they were telling people to start trying to go back to... So at first it was work from home. Then it was try and go back to work if you can. And then all of a sudden it's going, no, work from home again. Then I bet you it will go, try go back to work. No. Nope.
But this is the challenge. They've got to get the economy going. And to get the economy going, they need people working properly. I mean, you know, I can work from home and have done now for over 6 months.
Yes.
Very weird it is too, still.
More than six months. Yes.
Yeah, and probably another 6 months to come, I suspect. But, you know.
A whole year.
You've got people's health and the economy and...
Yes.
It's so difficult.
However, depending on where you live, you might not be able to meet up outdoors with groups of friends that are larger than six. It's best to check with an adult first. Weddings, funerals and special religious ceremonies will still go ahead, but limits are up to 30 people in England and 20 in Scotland. People can still go out to restaurants, shops and other public places that are open, as long as they don't go there in groups of more than six. So... It's basically just you can meet people indoors and outdoors, but it's got to be either six or less. It can't be any more than that.
Do people really go shopping in groups of six?
It depends. Say, at my age, if I would like to go to, say, Lakeside or Westfield or Bluewater or somewhere like that, a big shopping centre with some of my friends. Not that there is six of us, but... Well, there might be. How do you know?
But
say I wanted to go with several of my friends from school or from outside of school or from dancing, that's going shopping in a group of six.
Yeah.
They're going with friends. It's not just going for a food shop.
No. So the restaurant bit is easier because restaurants just don't allow tables of bigger than six. But it doesn't mean that you can't go out two groups of four,
exactly.
For example, but you just have to sit separately.
Or two groups of six.
Yeah.
You just have to, obviously, sit separately, not together as a table of 12.
Yep. Pubs, as of yesterday, are now going to be table service only, so the same applies
and
there.
And closing at 10,
that crucial couple of hours short, which everyone's raving about. I know it's so unfair, but, you know, every little helps, I think. That's the point.
Yes. So, how will the new rules be enforced? Anyone who is found to be breaking these rules could be fined by the police, with larger fines for people who have broken the rules more than once. which I understand. You've got a rule, you have to follow it. It's the law. If you have that law, you can't break it. Otherwise, you're going to get fined.
Yeah.
And if you keep breaking it, then you're going to keep getting fined.
Yep. It's quite straightforward.
Yeah, it's straightforward.
Yeah. Yes. You know, this isn't... Everyone should know by now, this isn't just a little thing that's going to pass us
by. A little viral.
Yeah. This is a killer. Therefore, yes. People have to be told, if you don't obey the rules, you will be fined.
Yes. But it does not apply in schools. So you still have to go to school, whether your class is of 30 or maybe if you're in sixth form, where it's a smaller class, it doesn't apply in schools because then they'd have to have a lot of classrooms and a lot of teachers for everyone to be split up into groups of six.
Well, that's it. I mean, what is it? 30 chips?
There's about 30 children in every year.
So for every year group or whatever form, you would need five classrooms.
Yeah.
With six pupils in each. That's just not practical. It's not going to happen.
No. So it just doesn't apply in schools or workplaces. Our next song this week kind of links to the weather, you know. It was very nice, but now it's not really. Is Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on
Me by Lady Gaga and not Ava Max, that's a bit later in the show, and Ariana Grande. How did I know it was going to rain today? And I did these songs yesterday.
Genius.
I know I am. Of course I am.
Of course.
Next.
Never in doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Next up on World Wide Web, we have... We have our Around the World update. So, we've got three little stories from around the world. And our first one this week, we are in Italy. And an escaped bear is recaptured. On the 7th of September, an escaped brown bear was recaptured in Italy after 42 days on the run. The four-year-old bear is officially named M49.
Catchy.
Yeah, but is nicknamed Papillon after the fictional character who was also trying to escape. The bear climbed out of his enclosure on the 27th of July. That seems like ages ago now. Yes. Having escaped several times before. He was first captured in 2019 because there was a concern he may be a risk to people and farm animals. We'll put him in a bigger cage, a safer cage where he won't get out.
Wow, okay then.
Well, no, but it's the second time. He's escaped several times. Well, maybe change the cage.
Hmm.
That might help. Yes. What is our next one this week,
before
then?
Before that, I think the Papillon was actually a real character.
Ooh.
By the way.
It's by
a very
the
good
way.
Book. Excellent book. Mm-hmm. Not so good a film.
No.
But anyway. Next one. I can't believe that this one hasn't made it onto mainstream news. It can only be because, obviously, COVID has overshadowed everything. But
sometimes the news isn't that exciting.
Well,
that's why you should listen to World Wide Web.
This just takes excitement to a new level. It's that good. On the 8th of September, a hippo...
8th of September...
in Thailand, celebrated its 55th birthday. I mean, that is breaking news. Come on.
Yeah.
Visitors apparently even sang happy birthday to the hippo, whose name is Mae Marley, which apparently means Mother Jasmine in Thai, before she ate fruit and vegetables arranged into the shape of a birthday cake.
Aww.
This is apparently big news because hippos tend not to live beyond 50, so 55 is a bit of a milestone.
Yes. 5 years past point.
So that's the sort of thing you won't hear anywhere other than World Wide Web.
Exactly. That's why you should always tune in. And our last little story this week, around the world story, is rare sighting of huge blue whale in Australia. A rare sighting of a blue whale off the coast of Australia last month has been confirmed. It is possibly only the third seen in the area for 100 years. Their whale was around 25 metres long and probably weighed more than 100 tonnes. Blue whales live far out to sea and are difficult to spot, probably because they're blue and the water's blue. Maybe. Wow, this is weird. Okay. Making photographer Sean Keynes...
Close.
Photo, all of the more remarkable. It's not that our friend Sean Keane.
No.
Unfortunately.
How do you know?
Surname's spelled a bit differently. So, yes, they were our around the world update stories this week. I always love the around the world stories because it's all around the world, Australia, Italy, Thailand. You never know what country or where around the world you're going to get next.
No, very animal focused today.
Yes. Not on purpose. I didn't just go, right, I want it to be animals. Just the ones I found the most interesting.
Well, there you go.
Out of the lot. So, yes. And animals are actually said to make people smile. Like when you go to a zoo, you're always smiling at the animals.
See what you've done there.
Yes. I'm very, very clever, you know. If you didn't know that already.
Apparently.
But if you didn't guess it, this is our next song.
Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while. But now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Day going
going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long, hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. 2.0. Remodeled, used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. That eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Bee Gees. I'm on the least masterpiece. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I can't live without you. I know I did you wrong. I know I did you wrong. And it's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing because of you. To live if I can't be with you.
by Joel Corey. That rhymes. Maybe he did that on purpose.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And Smile by Katy Perry here on Phoenix 98 FM. Next up, like we do every week, sometimes it's a food debate, but this week it's a food talk. Remember, if you would like to give us any ideas on a food debate topic or even a food talk, you know something about food which you don't think we've mentioned yet, you can contact us on WhatsApp at 07783 627726. That is 07783 627726. If you would like to give us any food talk or debate ideas for next week's show. But this week's is in-flight meals to eat at home. Yes, with many flights around the world cancelled because of the coronavirus outbreak, airline caterers are starting to sell their in-flight meals for people to enjoy at home. One example is Gate Gourmet, an Australian company that normally makes 30,000 meals per day for up to 200 flights. The meals are being sold for less than £2, and people in Australia can pick them up from the company's warehouse at Sydney Airport. Options include curries and pasta, as well as sweet potato and bacon fritters for breakfast. Why don't we live in Australia?
It's an interesting idea. I mean, people always complain about the quality of airline food. But
have they ever been on an Australian airline?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know if Australian Airlines food is any better than
British.
English. British.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
But it's a good idea.
Yes.
You know, especially if it's only got £2.
Yes. Sold for less than £2.
Less than, that probably means like pounds or dollars?
It says pounds.
Well, that's probably £1.99. Still less than £2.
Yeah, it's still that 1p less than £2.
But it's a good idea because all the people that are involved in the production of that food, they've still got a job.
Yes.
All the food involved, all the way back down the production line. The chef, the person that packages it all up, the person that has to go and source all the food in the first place, the farmer who produces all the raw materials.
Yes.
Raw ingredients. Brilliant, really good. And people... Yes. Who want to go, get a cheap meal out of it.
Yes, a very cheap meal. And definitely because you can't really... Because I'm pretty sure most... I've never been on a really, really long flight, which you have breakfast, lunch or dinner on. The furthest I've ever been is France.
Yeah.
And I don't really have breakfast, lunch
Actually,
or dinner on
Actually, you've been to Spain,
there.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was probably like one.
Yeah.
Probably I was.
No, you're a bit older than that, but never mind.
That doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant on this show. But I've had snacks like crisps and maybe a drink, but I can't really say, oh, the food isn't great, because I've never had the food.
No.
I've only had that packet of crisps.
Well,
which
you've
tasted
had
nice.
Like a croissant or something, haven't you? But that's not really the same.
That was on a ferry. That was not on a plane.
But anyway, yes, airline food is actually not as bad as it probably used to be and not as bad as people make out.
No. This sounds very nice. Sweet potato and bacon fritters.
Yeah.
Bacon.
And curries.
And curries.
It's probably
and
better
pastas.
Actually to have a curry not on a plane, because I'm sure if you're having a curry, then the people around you, if they don't like curry, the smell is going to be a little bit potent.
Yeah. But our next song this week, yes, I said it again,
yes.
I need to come up with a new thing to
new
say.
Intro.
Yes, exactly. Is Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi.
I'm going on during this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain, and all the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under. This time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
Next up, we have this week's two little stories. Our first one, goat gets in police car. A sheriff in Colorado.
Yep, that one.
In the US, was surprised to find a goat sitting in the front seat of her police car. The sheriff had left the car door open when she delivered some legal papers to her house. She returned to find a goat sitting in the front seat and was then knocked to the ground while trying to get the animal out. The goat also ate some of her paperwork. A camera on the sheriff's uniform filmed the incident, and the sheriff's office shared the video on their Facebook page. I want to find that. Not that it would be funny, because she got knocked over by the goat. But just to see a goat, like, I'm going to drive the car. I'm going to drive this police car.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe
be
she
quite
shouldn't
funny.
Have left the door open. Just a thought.
Yeah, but why would you leave?
Yeah, but it's a police car. I mean,
it's a car.
Yeah, but she's a police officer. Surely she shouldn't have been leaving the door wide open.
Yeah. The police have to deal with those things. She would have to deal with her own car loss.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyone could have come along.
Yeah, exactly. And just thought, I'm just going to take this car.
Yeah.
And our second one is longest ever What's It sets a new world record. Yes, you are hearing that right. The longest ever What's It.
See, again, I can't believe ITV News have missed this story. Tom Bradby, hang your head in shame.
At the Walker's Crisps factory in Leicester, England, a team of workers has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest puff corn snack by making a giant What's It. It took 8 people just under 2.5 hours to bake the 10.66 metre long snack. Yeah, wow. They plan to mount it in a display in the factory on the factory wall.
What if it breaks?
What if it goes mouldy?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, that's 10.5 meters. That's impressive. Yeah. Well played.
But what if it breaks? One, what if it goes mouldy? And one, does that even have any flavour? or have they just made it but haven't covered it in anything?
Don't know. Yes. If it's, I mean, if to be a Watsit, it's got to be bright orange.
Exactly. But otherwise, from this picture, although, yes, listeners, you can't see the picture, it doesn't look like a Watsit. It looks very, just a plain, ready salted, imagine a ready salted Watsit. So without the cheese, just ready salted. It kind of looks like a 10.66 metre long of them.
I'm not
of one
sure.
of them. It does not look like a Watsit.
Does it look more like a Cheeto?
What's a Cheeto?
I think a Cheeto is an alternative Watsit that isn't.
It kind of just looks like, you know, the like French fry things, you crisps you can get.
Yeah.
It looks one of those, but just puffed.
Ugh.
Yeah. And one of the all the workers have even have Watsit masks on. And they're all orange Watsits. And then the one they're holding is not orange. If you want to make a Watsit and break the world record, then it needs to be a cheesy Watsit. So, get it right, please.
Well, yeah. So, it's a good effort for a 10.6 metre puffed corn snack.
Yeah.
But it ain't no Watsit.
Well, that is what it says. It said they've broken the world record for the longest puffed corn snack. Well, it's not a Watsit then, is it? It's a puff corn snack.
Yeah.
Probably should start selling them. Puff corn snack. What would you like? What packet of crisps would you like? A puff corn snack, please. Okay. Not a Watsit. A puff corn snack. Very, very interesting.
Mm.
So, they were our little stories for this week. I like our little stories.
They're good.
They're very interesting. And sometimes they're really funny. We'll have this one. The longest ever Watsit. You can have a good debate. Not a debate, but a good argument about it.
Yeah, it's not a Watsit.
It's not a Watsit. No, you're right.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I giving you take, giving you take. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. And like it's the last goodbye. Then one of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face.
Tonight.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Problem. I don't wanna spend the night at someone's place to fill the space that you used to walk in. I don't want another number in my phone, someone to hold at 3 in the morning. I don't want somebody like you. And not simple, but I know that if you look me in the eyes, you can't deny that we're something different. And I know I'm done looking for a kiss on someone's lips to know that I miss you. I don't want somebody like you. Potential problem.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
That was Young Blood with 5 Seconds of Summer and Only Want You by Rita Ora. We have a little bit of time left in my show today. So I found another story I would like to share with everyone listening.
Bonus story.
Yes, a little bonus story is Magician Travels by Balloons. A magician called David Blaine flew for 4.1 miles above the Arizona desert in the US by holding on to 50 helium balloons. Blaine performed the stunt, which he called the Ascension, on the 2nd of September. He was inspired by the French film that he saw a child called the Red Balloon. In it, a young boy flies over the city of Paris holding a lot of balloons. Blaine spent up to an hour in the air before skydiving and then parachuting down to the ground. Upon landing, he told his 9-year-old daughter, "This is all for you." Aww.
Oh, very nice. He's done some weird stuff.
Yes.
In his time. He, suspended himself in a block of ice or something for...
Yes.
...days and then lived in a glass box in... I think he did it twice, in New York and in London. Just, for weeks with no food or drink.
Interesting.
He's weird.
Weird, but a magician.
But that's a nice one.
Yes.
Floating with 50 balloons.
But as well, if it's from a movie, most rings from a movie either have, like, they're not actually in real life. There wouldn't have been a boy just suspended from the air travelling over Paris.
Unlikely. It's unlikely to be based on true story, is it, that one?
Exactly. Or it might, yeah, well, the movie could be.
Well, but it's the other way around, isn't it? So the movie wasn't based on a true story, I would doubt. However, now there's a true story based on the movie.
Yes, exactly. But in the movie, it's probably a green screen, then the boy attached to balloons or props which look like balloons.
Yeah.
Which was then hanging from the air. That's what I've always wanted to do. I wanted to do either acting or a dance show where, like, you're clipped with a harness under your costume and you're flying around the top of the stage. It looks really fun. I don't know if you can actually do it, but I really want to do it.
I wonder how David Blaine worked out how many balloons he would need just to get to a certain height. Because too many, and he would have just, you know, gone up.
Bye.
Into space.
And then two, not enough, he wouldn't have gone high enough.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, so you tie one to you, you go up, maybe go up a little bit. Because these are massive helium balloons.
They are
big
balloons, yeah.
They're not the smallest.
They're not the sort of thing you get in card shops.
No.
With happy 10th birthday on it.
No. So how would he have known how many he should have blown up
before? I'm sure he worked it out. I'm sure there was a lot of calculation involved.
Yes.
I don't think he just kept blowing one up. Oh,
no, that's not enough. I'm not going high enough. No. Nothing like that, probably. But that's all from me this week. It's gone so fast.
It always does.
Yes. But I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Tower. I'll be back next week with more from The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. But just before I go... Another bonus, yes. Although it's passed, on Monday was my little brother's 10th birthday. So happy. I can't believe he's double digits.
Double digits. Double digit crazy. Dude.
It's crazy. So why is he already at that age?
That's what happens.
No, it doesn't. But yes, I hope you had a very lovely birthday. I can't believe you're already 10. So happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We already said happy birthday to him.
Of course we did.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lots of times.
Yeah, a lot of times. And now, a few times more. But I'll be back next week with more. I hope you have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Next up, we have Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds. With your play, you just can't help it. No, you'll play along, let her lead you on, you'll be saying no, then saying yes, cause she messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho, at night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though, at night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Grab a cop gun, kinda crazy, poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away. Yeah, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on mine. So someone said, don't drink her potions. She'll kiss your neck with no emotion. When she's mean, you know you love it. She tastes so sweet, don't sugarcoat it, no. You you'll be saying no, then saying yes, cause she messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little
poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away. Cause she's sweet but a psycho.
But tasty.